Police, Ohio women prop up man's dead body to withdraw money from bank, dump him at hospital. By Olivia Rondo on March 9, 2024. Two Ohio women have been charged for allegedly using the deceased body of an elderly man to withdraw money from his bank account before dropping him off at the emergency room. Karen Casbohm, 63, and Laureen B. Farrellow, 55, are accused of propping up the body of 80-year-old Douglas Lehman in their car to trick a bank teller into letting them withdraw around $900, Ashtabula officials told Fox 8. The two women, who lived in Lehman's house but were not related to him, told officers that he died at home a few hours after they allegedly left his body at Ashtabula County Medical Center emergency room on Monday. They left without providing any information to the hospital. They just left him, Police Chief Robert Stell told the outlet. Medical personnel had no clue who the man was when his body was dropped off until one of the suspects called the hospital a few hours later and gave some more information, Stell said in a statement obtained by Fox News. That was when police showed up at Lehman's door to find Casbohm and Farrellow. Upon further investigation, Prosecutor Cecilia Cooper says the pair took the man's body to the bank instead of calling 911 when he died from an unknown cause. The women are accused of propping him up in the passenger seat of their car with the help of a third unidentified individual and driving through a bank drive-thru to withdraw around $900, Fox News reports. Police believe the bank had previously allowed the suspects to withdraw money from Lehman's account as long as he could be seen in the car with them. Casbohm and Farrellow were arrested 2 days later on Wednesday and each hit with gross abuse of a corpse and theft charges. This is very unusual, Cooper told Fox 8. Both women have hefty criminal histories, with Casbohm previously being convicted of theft, soliciting, criminal trespass, receiving stolen property, possession of drug paraphernalia, and attempted drug abuse, and Farrellow being convicted of reckless assault, possession of drug paraphernalia, criminal trespass, driving under the influence, theft, and attempted possession of drugs. According to Stell, the investigation is ongoing, so the pair may face even more charges as police discover more. Casbohm's bond was set at $5,000 in court, while Farrellow is supposed to make her first court appearance Thursday.